Blog Talk Radio.
Brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what, for your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. Means broken or changed or altered. I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. Means broken or changed or altered.
Blog Talk Radio at 2 p.m. Central Time.
Let's throw it out on the international side and see who all join us for another episode of Bottom Part of the Sabbath Day. And it reads, all the slots is filled for the international countries. All the slots is filled. And what's flashing? New York, New York, what's flashing for the bottom part of the Sabbath Day? What's flashing? 102687 on the international side. 102687. Whatever that is, we'll leave it like that. 102-687 is flashing on the international side. Remember, this ministry is aimed for the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites, and all voices of the true Israelite gates is open for another bottom part of the Sabbath day. And we have rules and regulations according to the Bible that if you are teaching out of the six anointed camps, you must have on your fringes. Why? So, because it tells you soundly in the 15th chapter, verse of Numbers 37 through 40, I gave the children of Israel a sign, which was fringes. So you can't put off fringes because you're putting off your blessing around yourself and everybody come in contact with you in the ministry of the six anointed camps. Our logo is fringes. Royal blue garments on regular Sabbath days with the fringes on it, gold fringes or white. And on high days, we wear white garments with white or gold fringes. That is the way Yahuwah have set it up, six anointed camps. So when you read the book of 2 Ezra chapter 2, it tells you in verse 30 to 40, you are sealed at the feast with white garments on, and you receive your seal. And your seal is being anointed to do Yahuwah's business. And that's the game changer, see, Royal. You got to be prepared to do Yahuwah's business as this ministry unlocked the hidden secret that's been hid from us. And remember one thing, that's why we teach you about your health. How to get the devil out of you. When you're sick, the devil is in you. How you get the sickness out, you take the devil out you by putting your Yahuwah first. Change the way you eat. The way you eat, not only physically, but spiritually, the way you eat. Detox your body. Get the garbage out your body. Break up all of your battlegrounds. Get the garbage out your body for your system to run properly. Anytime within 24 hours, whatever you on it, within 24 hours, before you eat again, make sure what you have ate is out of your belly. Food can continue being your belly 1, 2, 3, 4 days. It's just like you leaving out a good sandwich 2 or 3 days. He said, oh, you left the food out 2, 3 days. We went on vacation, came back. Oh, we know we got to throw that food out. You got to think about the same way in your body, see, Ryan. If the food is not removed from your body within 24 hours to add some more on, you causing work on your lungs, your kidneys, your heart, your digestive system, and the devil becomes your working place. The devil takes care of you from that point on. Because we come humble to tell you, you got to get your health together. You got to get them fringes on. But Yahuwah can identify you. Don't keep putting it off. Because you're slowing down the blessing for yourself and those that come in contact with you. Because the devil is doing whatever they've been prophesied to do. It tells you in the 12th chapter, verse 9, Satan, the devil, have deceived the whole world. How did he do it? I was looking at an article, some notes, some old notes old Seer had, and he ran across an article called The History of the Jewish People. It's a book by Max L, M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S, and Alexander M-A-R-X on page 585. This was on this page. So on this book that was written in the 1700s, it's on page 18 something. It was written in the 1700s, 1800 something. I am looking up my old notes to tell you exactly when it was written. I'll tell you that a little bit later about what timeline it was written, this book. I think it was published and ready to go about 1840 something. Let's get the message out first and we'll get all that details of when. But on page 585, very interesting. I want the Six Anointed Camp to be clear about it and study this. This was written on page 585. It says, Esau and his five sons, they named the place of detention Mystical. The gates of Rome, the Roman Catholic Church, and regarded the religion of Esau, five sons, Edom, Christianity. They regarded their religion, Christianity, good, as a portal. Now, what a portal mean? As this is the way it's going to be, this is going to be the viaduct, this is going to be the lane that we're going to get to working on. Portal through which our Lord, Jesus Christ, must pass. Jesus Christ must pass. The Holy Lord Jesus Christ, who was bent upon doing away with mortal restraint, R-E-S-T-R-A-I-N-T-S. I read that again. He was to do away with restrain was released by the Romans. Self-determination. It started off in Russia by the man named of Byron Van Frank. So he pushed this thing, but it came out of Russia. What came out of Russia? One more time. Prince of Esau. The red man that called white. They named the place of detention Mystical on page 585. The History of the Jewish Peoples by Max L. So you got it good. So you got enough of that to understand.
It's the promised thing by an oath, right?
So
for some 18.
And we live at the temple of the Almighty.
Mm-hmm. That by two immediately
immutable.
So that's good enough. Immutable. Always get a lot of distraction.
Immutable.
Always thing. Get a lot of distraction.
What is it?
In which he.
In which it was.
In which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie.
Go ahead, read on.
All right, let me get back to what I was saying again, because sometimes you get distracted when you're still doing some good stuff. But what I'm saying to the six anointed camps, we got to be clear that it's a history on Christianity. It is a history, and the history has been revealed by the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelite. In the book, the history book of the Jewish peoples by Max, L-M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S, on page 585. They have tracked the history of the Roman Catholic Church upon the Esau and his five sons on page 585. They named the place Detention Mystical, the gates of the Roman Catholic Church, and regarded the religion of Esau and his five sons, Christianity, as a portal, as direct, this is how we going to do it, through which our Lord Jesus Christ must pass. The holy Lord Jesus Christ, who was bent up on doing away with mortal restraint, was released by Russia, self-determination, Byron Van Frank. But when you read Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 through 19, it tells you soundly, I didn't come to do away what was written in Torah instruction or the seers. I only come to fulfill my part. So Satan, through the Roman Catholic Church, have turned your world upside down if you are Christian. Because now you got the paperwork of where Christianity started from, and it's on page 585. It's up to you to understand one thing. If you're doing the Roman Catholic Christian, it is not a Bible doctrine teaching. It is from Satan the devil that picked Esau and his five sons for this business. You got it? Good. So we will teach you this. We'll give you more as it unfolds. But this is the bottom part of the Sabbath day, and we land it out to you soundly. Six anointed camps, you got to get on top of this thing. You got to understand some of your loved ones, Christians, pull up on your phone, pull up on your Google, the history book of the Jewish peoples on page 585. They're letting you know if you're a Christian, Christianity, Lord God and Jesus is coming from the mindset of Satan the devil, and Esau is the one pushing it, Esau and his five sons. So that's why the laws is done away with. That's why you go up in the way where you die. That's why you can eat anything you want as long as you pray over it. All that is a brand of Satan the devil's Christianity that he put in the mind of Esau and his five sons. So we teach it with no problem, the six anointed camps. And we teach it with our fringes on. We follow the rules and regulations of Yahweh, and we have our blessing over our head. All right, enough said on that. Yahweh be with you all. We live at the Camp 1 and all six locations is open with our fringes on, and we're taking care of Yahweh's business. And Yahweh be with you all. And Yahweh be with you all. And we live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, what?
Book of Surah, chapter
3. Hallelujah, what? 1 through 7. I like what I see. Hallelujah, what?
Yes, ma'am.
I like what I see.
Chapter 2.
Yeah. I like what I see. All right.
We'll be working with that.
I like what I see. I like what I see.
Number 1 through 7, mothers be Israel. We found out that judgment is going to begin in the family of the Most High Yahweh, right? We found out the family of the Most High Yahweh by name is the 12 tribes of Israel, right? So judgment is going to begin with the 12 tribes of Israel. Right, 1 through 7, mothers be Israel. See you, Roy.
Sharah, chapter 2. 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
First one.
Yes, ma'am.
My son, my daughter, if you come to serve the Yahweh.
Now, he said, look here. If you are going to serve the Most High Yahweh, right?
Right.
What about it?
Prepare thyself for temptation.
He said, you better prepare yourself, right?
Yahweh.
But to be put to the test, right?
Right.
To prepare yourself for temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Let thou mind
aright.
Aright.
They say you gotta set your mind right. You gotta get your head right. Ain't that right?
Right.
Let's see how we pull that one out. Romans chapter 20. Let's look at verse 1 and 2. Yeah, we get our mind right. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. So say this, speak it, say it,
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
I beseech you, therefore,
brethren. Sisters, what about it?
By the mercy of Yahweh.
By the mercy of Yahweh, what?
That you present your body a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Say this is what kind of your service? Reasonable service. Let me see if I can pull out a sack of that emotion on that. See if I can pull out a sack of witness concerning that matter. Hold that point. See if I can grab a sack of witness in the book of Luke. Monica Israel of the Royal. That's Luke chapter 17, verse 10. So he says, this is your reasonable servant, right?
Yes.
Let's see how he put it in Luke chapter 17, verse 10.
Luke chapter 17, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
So likewise, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants.
He said, look here. We did everything Yahweh required of us. What about it? He said, say to yourself, we are unprofitable servants. Wait.
We have done what was our duty to do.
It's just our duty to do. He put it in the hands of Israel. Ain't that right?
Right.
This is our duty to do. Yeah. Romans 12, verse 2. Say this, see this, see you, Roy. Romans 12, verse 2.
Well,
verse 2. Yes, ma'am.
And be not conformed to this world.
So now you can't be conformed to what this world got going on. Let's see what the world is working with here. Brother Captain, you ready to roll over there? Brother Captain, see Israel. Let's look at 1 John, chapter 5, verse number 19. Let's see why he says, be not conformed to this world. Captain, see Israel. See right. Book of 1 John 5, verse number 19. What is this world working with, Cap? 1 John 5, verse number 19.
Mm-hmm. And it reads.
What
did
it read?
And we know that we are Yahweh.
Yes, sir.
And the whole world lies in wickedness.
They said the whole world lies in wickedness, right? Don't make no difference what part of this world you find yourself. but to Israel, see you right here. Go back to that Ezra chapter 2. Let's look at, picking up at verse number 2 through 7. Right 2, 2 through 7, mother see Israel, will see you right here. Right 2, 2 through 7. Right 2, verse 2 through 7. Mother see Israel, will see you right here.
Mm-hmm.
Set
thou mind
a righteous. He said, set your mind aright. In other words, get your head right. Right? Come on.
And
constantly.
Constantly
in doing. You mean you gotta constantly push forward, right?
Right.
It's a retreat among D-O-T-G-Y, right?
Right.
We gotta push this thing forward.
Right.
Set your mind right and constantly endure. And make what?
And make not haste in time of trouble.
Now you say when a little trouble rises, right?
Right.
Don't pack your bags and you don't have to do that. Come on, Mother Z. In times of trouble, verse 3.
Verse
3. What you gotta do?
Cling unto him.
That's the time you gotta get closer to the Most High Yahweh. When you shake it up a little bit, right? Come on, Mother.
Depart not the way that you might.
You may be what?
You may be increased.
Yahweh is getting ready to give you what?
Increase.
Y'all know what he's doing. We're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Come on, Mother Z.
At the last
end. First of all, come on, Mother Z.
First of all,
whatsoever is brought upon you, what you do, Mother Z?
Take it cheerfully.
No, don't frown up. You gotta take it cheerfully, right?
Right.
You gotta stay in the spirit of the Most High Yahweh, is that right?
Right.
Come on, Mother Z. And be what?
And be patient.
We gotta be what?
Patient.
Go ahead.
When you are
changed
to a low esteem.
Verse number 5.
Verse 5.
Why Mother Z?
Gold is tried in the fire.
Now gold is tried in the fire. What kind of fire is he talking about there? Hold that for it. Let me see if I can pull out a statement of Sister A.B. Phoebe and Isaiah right quick. He said gold going to be tried. Hold on. Let's get to that Zechariah, Sister A.B. Phoebe. Let's get it in Zechariah right quick. He said, gold is going to be tried in the fire. But before we go to Zechariah, let's see if we can pull out, what are you talking about, this gold that's going to be tried in the fire? In the book of Lamentations, the Amen, speak and see, right? Let's see, what is this gold that's going to be tried in the fire?
That's right.
The book of Lamentations, chapter 4. Pick it up at verse number 1. Amen, Phoebe, see you right. Let's see if we can get some information in the book of Lamentations 4, verse number 1. 1 and 2. And verse number 8. Say this gold is going to be tried in the fire, right? Lamentations 4, verse number 1 and 2. Amen, Phoebe, see you right.
Lamentations chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 8. How is gold become dim?
Say, how is the gold, right? Become dim. Go ahead.
How is the most fine gold changed?
It's how is this most fine gold changed, right? But if, you know.
The stone of the sacrifice.
Now, the stone of the sanctuary. The pillars of the sanctuary of the temple or what?
Are poured out in the top
of every street. So he said that. The stones of the temple sanctuary have been poured out in the top of the street. Verse number 2. That's who are you referring to here?
Those two.
Mm-hmm.
The precious son of God.
What are they comparable to?
Comparable to fine gold.
Now we understand this terminology now. He said this gold will be tried in the fire, right? Believe in him, and he will help you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well,
Come on, Mother Z.
He that feareth the Yahweh.
Now, he's a, if you fear your Yahweh, what about it?
We'll wait for his mercy.
Hey, wait for his mercy, right?
Yes.
Come on.
And go not astray.
Go not aside. Lest you what?
Lest you fall.
Now, we all don't want to be kicked into the lake of fire, right? That's what it means by fall. We're going to fall right into the lake of fire. Now, let me get a couple more in. We're going to bring our brother T. Israel out. We'll bring our brother T. Israel in. Let me get a few more in the book of Genesis. This is a statement of Sister Phoebe in the book of Genesis. Exodus. That's what made a statement to Moses, his man, right? Let's look at Exodus chapter 14. Let's look at that 13 and 14. That's why I made a statement to this man Moses, right? It's fear. Moses, right? Let's see what he said to Moses in Exodus 14. Verse 13 and 14, this is the Amy and Phoebe of Phoebe Royal.
Exodus chapter 14.
The man.
And Moses said unto the people.
Moses said unto the people what?
Fear not.
Fear not.
Stand still.
Do what?
Stand still.
They pack, right? They'll pack your bag and run now. Come on.
And see the salvation of
Yahweh. And see the salvation of Yahweh. Come on.
Which he will show you.
Come on.
For
the Egyptians. Verse 14. What is Yahweh about?
Yahweh shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And on that note, we're going to bring in our brother T. Israel of Seroy by saying, Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. All right, Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
That righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Amen. Okay, give me Mother Z Israel, John 14, verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26. Mother Z Israel of C. Royal. They're going to bring all things to remembrance. Also remember this in the Book of Jubilees. Book of Jubilees. You got the Book of Jubilees, Sister Monica Israel?
Yes, sir.
Yes. The Book of Jubilees. We're going to Book of Jubilees, chapter 32, verse 25. Yeah, chapter 32, verse 25.
Okay. And Israel said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen? And he said unto him, I will bring all things to thy remembrance.
You see, He said, I will bring all things to remembrance. I'll bring all things to remembrance. Let's go to the heavenly tablets. The heavenly tablets. Chapter Buddy Chris Israel, you ready to roll?
Yes, I can do it.
All right. Okay. Before we do that, give me your Psalms. Let's see what I want. Psalms 44. Before we go there. Psalms 44, verse 1. Psalms 44, verse 1. Psalms 44, verse 1. Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. We have heard with our ears, O Yahuwah, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their day, in the times of old.
In the times of old. All right, Deuteronomy. Going to the heavenly tablets. Go to Deuteronomy. Let's see. Deuteronomy 30. Let's see if I'm on point. Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Sister Phoebe presses Israel. Of C. Roy. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7.
And this is the blessing of
Yahweh. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7.
Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will tell you.
Okay, you see, Dave was reading right back to the heavenly tablets. And the heavenly tablets. Okay. All right, Deuteronomy 6:20. Deuteronomy 6:20. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20. Mother E. Israel. So when you say when your seed asks you in the time to come, what's he gonna ask you? Ask you what? Go ahead.
What means the testimonies
for what? Testimony meaning what? Testimonies meaning what? Hallelujah.
What means? The covenant and the
statutes
and the judgment which
Yahweh,
our Yahweh,
has commanded you. Commanded you. All right. Okay. Because he knew that mindset, you know. Sister Phoebe presses Israel. Give me Proverbs. Proverbs 3rd chapter, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Give me verse 6.
He said,
he shall direct your paths. Acknowledge him, he shall direct your paths. Your paths. All right. direct your paths. Okay. Give me, what do you mean by that? Psalms 119:35. Got the brother Chris Israel, C. Royer. What pass is this? Psalms 19:35. Psalms 19:35. What you got there? What you got there, Captain Brother Chris Israel?
119:35.
Go ahead.
Make me to go in the path of thy commandments.
Okay, come on now. You should bait it up that with no problem. The path of what? No. Read that over. I know you said commandments, but you gotta up your level there. You should have, you know, you bypassed that already. Now this is, you know, what's this path is?
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta read that with that type of level. Read that, Psalms 119:35. Read that verse over.
Come on.
Got the butter, because it's really written. Will you see the word, what? The word commandments. What's that mean? What's that meaning?
So, we're not able to say the word commandment in here?
I'm
get a precept on there right quick.
All right.
Let's see what's going on. Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance.
Verse 17.
He found him in a desert land and in the waste.
Verse 5.
For he established a testimony in Israel.
They established a covenant with Israel, right?
Uh-huh.
They did what?
And appointed a Torah in Israel.
Now he appointed a Torah. So he instructed them with the, he gave them the Torah instructions, right? So when we see the word commandment, now we know exactly what to put there. Torah instructions.
Torah instructions.
That's what he instructed them with, right, Cap? So we can go back to Psalm 119:35, back over to you, Brother T.
All right. With that understanding, Captain Brother Chris Israel, back to Psalms 119:35. Now you know exactly what goes there. We took you to Psalm 78:5. With that understanding. Psalms 119:35.
Make me to go in the path of thy Torah, for therein do I delight.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh. All right. Psalm 16:11. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel. Psalm 16:11. Not only is the Torah instruction, but it also leads you to what? Psalm 16:11.
You will show me the path of life.
Yeah. And your presence. Your presence. Yahweh. Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's the path. That's the path of life. Right. Okay. Let's see. Get somebody here real quick. Let's see. What I want. Okay, let me see, Luke chapter 1. Okay, now you read the presence, right? Luke chapter 1, verse 19. Luke chapter 1, what are you talking about? Luke chapter 1, verse 19. Sister Monica Israel, Luke chapter 1, verse 19, that presence. You're in a precept. Luke chapter 1.
The angel answered and said unto him.
The angel, which is that minister of spirit, go ahead.
I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of the Yahweh, and am sent to speak unto you, and to show you these glad tidings.
Glad tidings. You know why I said minister of spirit? Sister Monica Israel.
Because that's what it is.
Well, but I gotta show you why I just don't say things that should be saying. Always back it up with scripture.
Yes,
I just wanted to show you.
I read it the way it's supposed to be read, sir.
I just want to make sure it be clear. Hebrews, little word for Hebrew, chapter 1. I'm gonna show you why I said that. That's my job, is to bring it. You know, I gotta
chapter one, what verse, sir?
Hebrews, little word for Hebrew, chapter 1. Let me get there. Chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14.
Yes,
sir. Hebrews, little word for Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel. Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14. Then I'm going to see what David said that as well, too.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. No, no, just read it like it is. It's gonna break down. Just read it like it is. Then it's a flame of fire. 14. All right. And that's why I say that. Second witness on that. I've been doing my part, Sister M. Israel. All right, we're going to Psalms. We're going to Psalms. 104, verse 4. Psalms 104, verse 4. Got the brother Chris Israel.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 4. Who maketh the angels, spirits, ministers, a flame of fire?
Flame of fire. We just read that in the Hebrew. We were for Hebrew.
Let me get one in on that, brother. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
On the Israel, let's not do Psalm 51. Look at this. And it's the spirit of his breath. This is what David said in Psalm 51.
Mm-hmm.
The Israel see right. Let's pick it up at verse 9, about 10 through 13. Psalm 51. 10 through 13. Ma'am.
Created me.
Mm-hmm.
And renew a righteous spirit within me.
So created me a clean mind. Now this is David, right?
That's right. Yahweh.
Renew a right spirit within me, right?
Yes. Right.
Not me right.
Cast me not away from thy presence.
Now, brother, he just showed us what this presence is, right? His righteousness is the spirit, right?
Yes.
And say, cast me not away from your
presence.
Go ahead.
And take not
thy righteous
spirit from me.
Yes. Verse number 34, right quick. Right in Psalm 34, Mother, see Israel, verse 7. Let's see what's going on with this. So David said, whatever you do, don't take your righteous spirit from me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 34, verse number 7, Mother, see Israel. Let's see what we're working with here. We're gonna bring it all the way home right quick. Psalm 34, verse 7, Mother, see Israel.
Chapter 34, verse 7.
What does it say, Mother, see? Psalm 51, verse 12 and 13. Psalm 51, 12.
12 and 13. Mother E is ready to see you right.
Verse 1, verse 12, and verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 51, verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of their salvation. And uphold me to their priest's gift. Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Then will I see transgress that thy way. And sinners shall be converted unto me.
Now, David made a bold statement here, but let's see what David was working with. Yeah, we're going to go back over to Brother T. Let's look at First Samuel 16. Let's see why David can make that bold statement like that in First Samuel chapter 16. Let's look at 12 to 15 and verse 23. Sister Amy and Phoebe have seen you right. Why was David able to make that bold statement about don't take your righteous fear from me? First Samuel 16, 12 to 15 and verse 23. Sister Amy and Phoebe.
Chapter Buddy Chris Israel, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1.
Right.
Think about verse 1. This is what happened. Oh, yeah, we got to have our red book at all times.
Love righteousness.
Now, what is righteousness? Precept. Love righteousness. Remember, we got a precept upon precept. Okay, Deuteronomy 6:25. Okay. Who else got something? Deuteronomy 6:25. Okay, Sister Monica Israel. Deuteronomy 6:25. Then we're going to go with David. Then we're coming back to David. Then Jeremiah as well, too. They love righteousness, right? Love righteousness. Deuteronomy 6.
I understand. I apologize. That's probably wrong. I apologize. I apologize,
but
I just blurted it out of my mouth.
Hey, that's what it's about. No, ain't no fear here. No, y'all don't give us the spirit of fear. No, you're on point. That's Deuteronomy 6:25, right? No. It's your point there. So with That was correct. Psalms 119. That's Psalms 119, verse. It says Psalms 119, verse what? 123. Oh, Yahweh.
Righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Thy righteousness of thy covenant is everlasting.
Everlasting. Not to live. Okay, one more. Jeremiah. What's that, me too? Of righteousness. Torah instruction is righteousness. Who ties in with this Torah instruction? Hey, Jeremiah 23. One more, Jeremiah 23. Verse 6. Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Sister Monica Israel, Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Jeremiah 23.
In his day, Jabdab Judah shall put, shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called. The Yahweh our righteousness.
Yahweh our righteousness. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Jeremiah said again over here in 33rd chapter. He said it again over here in 33rd chapter. Verse 16. Captain Brother Chris Israel. So you already know. Yeah, you might. I don't know if you can be able to handle this here.
In those days, Judah.
Yada.
Yada be saved.
I already know you ain't going to be able to handle this. I know you're gone. I already know. I'm going to get someone that can take care of this verse 16. Jeremiah 33, verse 16. So I know. I already know you're not prepared for this. It ain't no different than Jeremiah 23, verse 6. So it's, yeah, that's why you got to be very careful in how you read it, because they will try to trap you here. Who can handle this? Oh, hey, what'd you say, Captain Brother Chris Israel? No. Remember we read Jeremiah 23, verse 6? It couldn't be Yada twice here. You got one, Yada, and what else? You got the subject kingdom, and you also got the what? When you read Jeremiah 23:6, you got Yada and you got Israel. You got the southern, we're reading Yada, and you got the northern, which is what? Israel, right? Right. Jeremiah 33, verse 16. So it's no difference. So that's why you got to, that's why you can't just pick this book up like today. You got to be in this book to know. Jeremiah 33, Mother Z is red. Go ahead to Jeremiah 33, verse 16. I don't think he's...
In those days, Yahda Judah, southern kingdom, be saved.
Be saved.
And Israel, southern kingdom, shall dwell safely.
Dwell safely. Go ahead.
And this is the name wherewith he shall be. The Yahweh our righteousness.
Yahweh our righteousness. That's what righteousness means right there. All right, back to that Wisdom of Solomon. These precepts that right. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Who was reading that? Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Captain Brother Chris Israel, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Back to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1.
All right. Says,
he said, ye that be judges of the earth. Who are the judges today?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Who are the judges today? Say, ye that be judges of the earth. Who is the judges?
That's right.
Not some people that you see on TV. That's folly. That's folly. What they mean by ye that be judges of the earth? Real quick. Ye that be judges, why you have to, all right. We're going to get it in here, and let's go to Chronicles real quick. We go out of Chronicles. Ye that be judges of the earth. Ye that be judges. of the earth. All right, Sister Monica Israel, we're going to Chronicles. Going to Chronicles real quick. Let me get there. Going to Chronicles, let me see what
First Chronicles.
Hold on. Got to be sure. Okay, make that Second Chronicles. Let's see, I'm on point here. All right, Second Chronicles 19. 2 Chronicles 19 chapter. 2 Chronicles chapter 19. We're going to be in verse 5.
2 Chronicles 19.
Pick up at verse 1 and skip down verse 5 to 6.
2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 1 and verse 5 and 6. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Yahdah Judah, returned his family in peace to Yahdah Judah.
Uh-huh. So the kingdom will skip down verse 5 and 6.
2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 5. And he set judges in the land throughout all the 10 cities of Yahdah Judah, city by city.
See, they don't see history don't, they're not going to tell you that in class. They tell you that judges is the ones you see the red man.
Yeah.
They thinking that, you know what I'm saying, because you don't know who you are. They take your name and everything.
Yeah.
Rob you of your name and everything. Not Edomite lady, whatever. Okay, go ahead. City by city, verse 6.
2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 6. And said to the judges, take heed what you do. For you judge not for him, but for the Yahuwah,
yeah,
who is with you in judgment.
With you in judgment, see?
Yes.
So we the judges right here, Yahdah, the southern kingdom. Yahdah. That's who the judges is. That's right. That's who the judges is. Yahdah. Mm-hmm. All right, back to that, Wisdom of Solomon. Okay. Continue in verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay, Wisdom of Solomon in chapter 1, verse 1. Love righteousness, ye that be judges of the earth.
Okay.
Ye that be the God of the earth.
Judges of the earth. Come on, read that correctly. Come on.
Love righteousness, ye that be judges of the earth.
Yeah, but you gotta have a scripture like Second Chronicles. That's right. When you make a statement, you gotta have scripture to back it up. Got to bag it up. Okay, right. That's why you put y'all down there. If you put y'all down there, okay, what did I get there? Because they're not going to see that there.
Yeah, right.
They're not going to see that there. You got to take them to what? Second Chronicles 19. That's how you do that. Don't without, they're not going to see this thing. They're going to be like, wait a minute. Because they think we add something and take away something. No. This is a scripture.
Chronicles 19, verse 1.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying this. that's well, we already read that. Just make sure when they say that, then you make a note of that, okay? Okay. Now, just like, for example, here. Now, I'm looking up here, and I'm looking at Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, right? Now, I'm going to show you an example. I'm looking at Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3. He says, they should judge the nation. Now, what you going to do with that? You see what I'm saying? That's an example right here. I'm looking at Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3. I'm looking at right here in verse 8. Today, they should judge the nation. Now, who's, now they're going to be like, who's they?
Yes.
What that talking about? What that mean? Now, who's they going to judge the nation? Huh? That's an example right there. And what you going to do with that, Captain Buttercruz Israel? That's why you got to be prepared. They'll jump on it. Huh?
With the
right, so we right now we got Yahweh's word. Well, it was already prophesied in Genesis 49 chapter. If you're not from Yahdai, the southern kingdom, you're not supposed to be teaching none of this. Even the rest of the tribe, they're not even supposed to be teaching. But you got these other camps like IUIC. You got Issachar teaching. Issachar can't teach nothing. What they call Aztecs and Mexicans today.
Then you go on, so David said that as well, too. Like, y'all died the lawgiver as well. Judah's the lawgiver as well, yeah. There are precepts on that, yes. That's why I say again, yes. Okay. All right, go ahead and finish this verse 1 off. So I'm just showing you, Captain Buttercruz Israel. Back to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. You got to finish this verse 1 off.
This is of the earth. Think of the Yahweh with a good mind.
It's of a good mind. It's of a good mind.
Of mind, seek him.
Said, in the simplicity of mind, seek him. How you seek him?
Yes.
Captain Buttercruz Israel, how you seek him? Is it a verse where it says about seeking him? Huh? Yeah. How do you seek him? You say what?
I say in prayer.
You seek him through prayer? Is that scripture, Captain Buttercruz Israel? You gotta have a verse. We can't do the Proverbs 3 verse 5. Cannot lead on time and understanding. We can't do the Sirach 6 verse 2. Cancel of our own mind. Can't do that. You're going to go wrong. You're going to go error. You're going to error. You don't want to error. You don't want to error. You don't want to error. What I mean by that, you don't want to error, right? Let's see. There's a scripture about that, by Aaron. Let's see. I'm going to pull it out real quick. You don't want to error.
Let's see. Yeah, you don't want to error. Yes.
What does simplicity mean?
Simplicity? Simplicity. Hello. The meaning of simplicity. Simplicity. Let's see what comes up. The quality or condition or being easy to understand. That's what that means, the easy to understand. All right. Let me go in Matthew real quick. Go in Matthew. It said you do error, right? The scripture asks. Matthew 22:29. Sister Phoebe presses Israel. Matthew 22:29.
Yeah.
Listen up, Catholic Brother Chris Israel.
Matthew 22:29.
See that? That's why you can't just say, now we're asking about the okay, about you seek him. If you had no scriptures to back it up. See? You're going to err not doing scriptures or the power of Yahuwah. All right. Okay, I'm going to call out real quick. Sister Phoebe, Prince of Israel, give me Isaiah 34. 34 chapter, verse 16.
Yeah.
Isaiah is here. Chapter 34, verse 16. In the spirit, it have gathered them. What it mean by in the spirit, it have gathered them? Proverbs. Give me Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23. Yeah, verse 23.
Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, I will pour out my spirit
to
you. I will make known my word unto you.
He's talking about his words here. John 6:63. John chapter 6, verse 63. But is he Israel? John chapter 6, verse 63. Life. All right. Okay, second witness over there. All right, back to that Chronicles. I mean, we're going to Chronicles about seeking Yahuwah, right? Now, this is a penalty if you don't do this. If you don't seek him. Second Chronicles 15:13. Second Chronicles chapter 15:13.
That whosoever would not seek Yahuwah of Israel should be put to death. Whether small or great.
Whether small or great, whether it's some small or big. You see what I'm saying?
Whether man or woman. Yeah.
Whether you man or woman. See that there? That's what says judgment there. You don't do that. Yes, so. Give me Amos 5:6. Amos chapter 5, verse 6. But is he Israel? He said, seek Yahuwah and you shall live.
Yeah.
Lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph.
He said, lest he, go ahead, read that again.
Lest he break out like fire in the Joseph,
Lord of the kingdom. Okay, hold on. It says he should break out like fire, right?
Yeah.
Break out like fire.
That's right.
That's the key when you hear key words like that. Let's see, Jeremiah.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to Jeremiah. Let's see what I want. Let's see, Jeremiah. Okay, Jeremiah 23:29. Muddy Israel. Jeremiah 23:29. See that there? What are you talking about? Word, fire.
Second Ezra chapter 13.
Second Andrews 13. 35 to 38. Let's say we can get a second precept for 30. That's my But he shall stand upon the top of the mountain Sinai. Mount Yahdah Judah.
Jeremiah 5:14. Jeremiah 5:14. Ark of Israel. Jeremiah 5:14. Verse 14.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore thus saith the Yahweh of armies, hosts, because I apologize. Wherefore thus saith the Yahweh of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my word in thy mouth fire.
Yeah.
And this people would and they shall devour.
Yeah.
People would and should devour them. That's right. That's right. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Verse 3, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3, chapter about the cruise of Israel.
Chapter 9, verse 3. And he reads, understand, therefore, this day, that the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, is he which goeth over before thee. And a consuming fire,
yeah.
He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly.
Okay, I just want to get that point. Deuteronomy 4:24. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel.
Yahweh
is a consuming fire, even a jealous fire. A jealous Yahweh. Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead. Nice to see you, Prince Israel. Got something to see, Prince of Israel? All right. Okay. All right, let me get back to what we got. All right. Back to that, Hebrews 12:29. Hebrews, little word for Eber, chapter 12, verse 29. Go ahead, Sister Phoebe, Prince of Israel. Okay, that was it. 12:29. Yeah, that was Hebrews 12:29. She just dropped the read. All right. Okay, back to that wisdom of Solomon. Okay. Exodus 24:17. You don't take us on the fire? Okay. All right, Exodus 20:5. All right, what it says, Exodus 20:5. Okay, let's go back to this. We had the we precept that how you seek them, right? We precept that. Okay. Verse 2. We back to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 2. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 2.
He will be found of him that tempts
and tempt them not. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, yeah, verse 2. And showeth himself.
Showeth himself. To such as do not distrust him.
That do not distrust him. Okay, go ahead, verse 3.
For forward thoughts. Separate.
It says forward thoughts. What it mean by forward thoughts? What that mean? Forward thoughts. Separate. Yeah, forward thoughts. Forward thoughts. It's another word for forward thoughts. What that mean? Forward thoughts, right? How you getting, just go to James real quick. We're coming back. Go to James. James chapter 1. All right, James chapter 1.
Yes, James chapter
1.
Verse
8.
Verse 8.
Yeah, James chapter
1,
verse
8. James chapter 1, verse 8. Double-minded man is unstable.
Okay, it could be both. It could be man or women. In this case, man or women. It could be both.
Double-minded man or woman is unstable in all his or her ways.
Oh, it's in all ways. Okay. Being double-minded. Okay, reprobates, reprobates. Now that's what Ford is. Difficult, hard to deal with. That would mean forward. Yeah, for.
Let's look at Proverbs 16, verse 25 and 28.
Proverbs 17:9. Got the body for Israel. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9.
Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. He that covereth a transgression.
He that covers, he or she that covers sins. Go ahead.
Seeketh love.
Okay, seeketh love.
But.
Okay. Got the body of Israel. Eat that. Yes, she that cover sin. Seek it love. Okay, seek it love. And what is love? What's love? Got the body of Israel. Say what?
Finish reading the whole thing.
No. We're coming back. We're seeking love. We're just trying to find out what this love is. So you know what you read. What's love?
Okay, hold it.
Yeah. I'm precepting real quick. I just want you to understand what love is. We coming back.
We understand what love is.
Yeah, what's love?
I think I.
You say you think.
I think I also believe I know. If Jaguar will that he can lay me down dead, I know what it is. Jaguar.
What love is? Got the body for Israel.
I turn to.
Huh?
First John
what? Let me see. First John.
Yeah.
Okay, First John, what chapter and what verse? Oh, Captain Brother Chris Israel, if you live in a knockout blow, you make the whole class happy. You break out.
Well, I can be blind and do
this. Huh?
I can be blind and
do this. You think you can be blind and do this? Okay, sure. Well, where we go? Where
I
we go? With
good, sir. Okay, on there now.
Let's
be cool here
and
do this blind.
We talking about love here. He said, but you want to do this blind.
First John.
Okay.
4. I ain't got these glasses, but I'm going to show you right now. First John.
Okay.
Chapter 4.
Huh?
7.
1 John chapter 4, verse 7?
7. Read it.
You said 1 John chapter 4, verse 7? Let's see 1 John chapter 4, 7. Because we're talking about, we find a piece of what love is. What
four
love.
Seven,
we,
four
this
seven,
what we're looking for.
7. What does that read? I read. The love. That is love. One another. For love is of Yahweh. And everyone that loveth is born of Yahweh and knoweth Yahweh.
That was John, that was 1 John chapter 4, verse 7.
Yep.
Okay, but yeah. But what we said, okay, we know Yahweh is love, but okay. Oh, we still need to hit what love is. We still need that.
All right, my man. You're right about that. You're right about that.
First John 2. Let's see what that says there. Okay. Then my regular John or the back of the book John? Yeah, because we got it. We should be able to know this.
St. John 15, chapter 12, 13, we read.
Okay, John. Okay, John chapter 14.
St. John chapter 15, verse 12 and 13.
Okay.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. 13. Greater love have no man or woman than this. Let a man or a woman lay his life down for his friend.
You said 15. Yeah, you could have had it home in verse 10. Yeah, get verse 10. 15 verse.
Okay. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
There you go.
These things have I spoken unto you that you may joy, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full.
Okay. And then you can go, then you can tie it in John 14, 15, 21, and 23 as well. Yahweh. And you also can go, you got something to defeat Prince Israel? You said John, you said regular John 3:16? Yeah, love is, you also going, yeah, he's trying to find the word, what love is, the meaning of love. You have to find it. Or you can go to 1 John 5:3. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, sister.
Chapter 3. I mean, 1 John, sorry about that. 1 John, in the back of the book, 1 John, chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Whosoever is born of Yahweh, do not commit sin, but his seed remain in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of Yahweh. Oh, I'm reading nine. That's from verse 10. In this, the family children of Israel are manifest, and the family children of Israel, the devil.
The children, are you going to say children of Satan?
The children of Satan, whosoever do not righteousness is not of Yahweh.
Neither
he that loves not his brother. Okay. But this is the message that he heard from the beginning, that whosoever loves one another.
That we should love one another.
That we should love one another. So
it doesn't define it.
What are y'all defining for? Show us what we're going to define
it at. Oh, that's me. All right, you go to 1 John. You go to 1 John. Hold on, I'm going to break it down. 1 John. That's 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. And you can go to 2 John 1:6. And then 2 John 1:6. And And then if I want to go any further, I can go to Romans 13 chapter as well, too. Or even the Wisdom of Solomon, 9th chapter 18. Yeah, 2 John 1, 6. Yeah, 2 John. So this epistle meaning letter. 2 John chapter 1, verse 6.
Basically saying the same thing, but it got to be said a different way from there. You know,
the
way you got to say it. I thought we were supposed
to tell
y'all
from the
principle. Y'all make
me.
Well, you're talking about me. You're talking about me? No, what I'm just saying, y'all, I ain't saying no specific. I said y'all is a shoe fit way. But anyway, like I said,
now,
what you read in that same, that first John 5:3, that's
very similar to what I just read in 2 John chapter 15, verse 10. Right? Yeah, that's correct. That's excellent, yeah. I didn't say nothing. Oh, no, that's right. That's right. It goes with John 14. It's just precept. It's just precept. No, I'm not making it. I'll make it easy as possible.
But anyway, I'm getting
class. 2 John 1, 6. Yeah, we read that already. 1 John 5, 3.
Okay, 1 John 5:3.
I'm not confusing. I'm not confusing.
I'm a person that wouldn't know no better. I'm just saying. This is very confusing. We read our 10 scriptures out the Bible, and now I'm good enough to pass the word of the definition of love.
We did. It tell you.
Every time someone was read,
all right, yeah, let's get the second John 1:6. All right, so 2 John, go ahead, Sister Phoebe, Princess Braille. Mm-hmm. And this? There you go right there. See. Okay, we all on the core now? So it breaks it down? Romans 13. Let me see. Romans 13. The ten is a hammer.
No man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law.
See that there? You say what? I say in order. So you read that Romans 13:10? Yeah, 10, yeah. Uh-huh. Love working no ill. Okay, love working no ill to its neighbor. Now, who's the neighbor? In class, everybody know who the neighbor is? To his neighbor. The neighbor, let's go to Leviticus 19 chapter. Leviticus 19. We're going to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1. We're going to pick up Leviticus. Yeah, the neighbors. Yes, ma'am. We're going to Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19, verse 1. Then skip down 16. Go ahead, verse 17 and 18. Get to the matter. And Romans. Come on, Romans, Sister P, Princess Bria. Yeah, we coming back. We just freestyle. We coming back. Yeah, 19, verse 1, and 17, 18. And then skip down 17 and 18. Verse 17 and 18. And it's to Moses saying, verse 17 and 18. You shall not hate.
Your mind.
And number her, verse 18. You're talking about of your people. That's who the neighbor is. You should love your people. That's that precept over here. Yeah, we just read 17 and 18, 19 and 17 and 18. We back to that Romans 13. Okay. Precept that neighbor, then finish out verse 10. Use that Romans 13. He's coming back. But we have precept what the neighbor was. Who's the neighbor? We just came back. And that's why you said, we read 17, like you should love against your neighbor, right? Give me, okay. All right, give me that verse 9. Romans 13, verse 9, which says, you should love. Think of what said you should love in that verse 9, Romans 13, verse 9.
Romans 13,
Yeah, the last three lines. I mean, last two lines. Go ahead. No, 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 no. The last two lines on the last two lines on verse 9, which says, "You should." You should love your neighbor as yourself. Yahweh. All right. Okay, therefore love is fulfilling the Torah instruction. So that's what that love is. You also get this one as well, too. Make notes of this. You can get it in Wisdom of Solomon, 6:18. Wisdom of Solomon, 6:18. Sister Monica Israel, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 18.
Chapter 6, verse 18, and it reads, and love is the keeping of her
laws. Or instructions. Go ahead.
And the giving heed unto her Torah instructions is
the
assurance of
incorruption. Go ahead, Sister Steve, Princess Israel. Galatians 5:13. All right. Okay, Galatians 5:13. All right. Go ahead to the seed, Princess Rhea. So that liberty, means freedom.
Right.
Go ahead.
Only use not freedom for an occasion to the flesh.
Right. You don't use your freedom to the flesh.
Right.
That carnal mindset.
Right. But by love, serve one another.
And by love. Hallelujah. I'm looking at it as well, too. And we got Romans 13 chapter, and go to precept over here. Verse 14, go ahead.
Verse 14, for all the Torah instructions are fulfilled in one word, even in this. You shall love your neighbor
as yourself. Okay. Hallelujah. That's a good hit. All right. Okay. All right, what was I at? Wisdom of Solomon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, this love. Okay. All right, you would be broke down with this four it is. Okay, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Okay. Verse 3. We're going to finish off verse 3. Yeah, Wisdom of Solomon, yeah. Verse 3. Four thoughts.
Separate
Yahweh.
It is a tribe.
Okay. and separate Yahweh and his power and his power. Hold on. Get something real quick. Give me Matthew. Now I was at this verse earlier. Yeah. Matthew 22:29. And then Matthew 28:18. Matthew 22:29. Sister Phoebe, Precious Israel. Yes, ma'am. Or the power of Yahuwah. Right. Okay. Matthew 28:18. Mother Z Israel.
Man
ain't got no power. Yahweh. All right. And while I said that, Romans 13:1. Mother E. Israel, Romans 13:1. Every person, life, go ahead.
Let every person be subjected.
Subject.
Subject unto
the higher power.
Yes, but there is no power
but of Yahweh.
The power that
he
ordained of Yahweh.
See that there? So man ain't got no power. The power that's Yahweh. All power belongs to Yahuwah. It's ordained of Yahuwah. All power.
Yes.
It's like them people over there, I got power, like the top people that control this planet, like the Billboard group, Rockefeller, and all that. No. They reason they in that position because we out of position. Huh? He's going to take care of them. That's why I said the shall destroy the wise man out of Esau and his five sons, talking about the powers to be, talking about those who run shot of all that. They're going to be taken care of. Go ahead, Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel.
Titus 3:1.
Okay, Titus 3:1. Let me see. Let me get that. Titus 3. Okay, go ahead.
put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Verse 2. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men.
So you got to be showing some meekness. All men, so you can't have, you can't speak evil, wicked, to no man. Living in malice. What that mean by malice? What's the meaning of malice? Living in malice. Attention unto harm, like a militia. Militia. Same thing. You got intent to harm someone. Do somebody damage to someone.
And envy, hateful, and hating one another. Verse 9. But avoid foolish questions and genealogy and contentions and striving about.
Okay, it says, and hate one another. What hate brings if you hate someone? What does it bring?
Verse.
You got to have a scripture. I know what you're saying. You're going to John, back in the book of John. That's right.
I thought I was thinking about Esau and Israel. Verse 10.
Okay, that hate carries something. So you got any hate? Okay, we're going to John back in the book. What's that hate carries? What hate brings? First John, back in the book, 3:15. First John, back in the book, chapter 3, verse 15. Got the brother Chris Israel.
First John. Chapter 3, verse 15.
Yes.
Whoever hated his brother.
Whosoever hated his brother or sister.
Or sister is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer have eternal life abiding in him.
You know, when you read in the heavenly time, you should not kill, meaning murder, right? That's what it mean by that. So if you got any hatred against your brother, hated his brother, right? Numbers 20. Who's your brother? Numbers 20, 14. Read that middle one. It says your brother right in verse 14. I just want to get a point on real quick. Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. Which says, thus said. What is Israel? That number chapter 20, verse 14. Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. Now, this can tie to another, the one that's in power, too. I'm going to get into that real quick. Go ahead. He said, whosoever, we was at John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 15, right? Okay, hold that. Read the whole verse 14. Numbers chapter 20, verse 14.
Moses said, and Moses sent messengers from unto the king of Edom.
Is there Esau?
The king of Esau and his five sons. Thus said thou brother Israel, thou knowest all things.
You knowest all the travel that had been, that had befallen us. Okay, he said,
all
I hate you. Okay, that's out of verse 14. Okay. Now he said, you should not hate your, whosoever hate your brother, mad as a murderer, right? And that been going on with our brother, with his other nation, Esau, and his five sons. So that been going on, so that ties in with him as well, too. And not only that, you got something about the Hebrew?
Matthew 5:22.
Matthew 5:22? Let me see. Let me go ahead and check real quick. Matthew 5:22. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Matthew 5:22.
Without a cause,
angry with his brother without a cause. Go ahead.
Danger.
Whatever that is. Rakab
shall be in danger of the
council, yeah.
Council, but whosoever shall say, this fool,
you fool,
our fool shall be in danger of hellfire.
Now, I know you see hellfire there, so hellfire replaces what? Go to, we're coming back. Go to End Time Prophecy, Revelation.
Okay.
So,
Matthew 5:22.
That was Matthew 5:22. Matthew 5:22. Okay. Now, you see hellfire there, right? Give me, got the brother Chris Israel. Give me Revelation 20.
Revelation 20?
Yeah, 14 to 15.
Revelation 20, 14.
You see it says, danger of hellfire, we read in Matthew 5:22, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me Revelation 20, 14, 15.
Verse 14 and 15.
Uh-huh.
Revelation 20, verse 14 and 15. Let me read. 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
See that? So that death and hell was cast into the lake of what? Fire.
Lake of fire.
Lake of fire.
This is the second death.
Second death.
Verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life cast into the lake of fire.
Lake of fire. So I'll just bring that out, the lake of fire. Okay. All right. Okay. So whosoever angered his brother, he's at Matthew 5:22. Okay. Yeah, 20:14-15. Yeah, Revelation 20:14-15. Give me Ezekiel. Well, that ties in with Esau real quick as well too, and other people as well. Our people as well too. Okay. Ezekiel 35? Yeah, Ezekiel 35, yes. Let me get there. Ezekiel 35. Ezekiel 35, verse 1. 35, 1, 2. And verse 5. Okay, Mother Z Israel. Ezekiel 35, 1, 2, and verse 5. Yeah, 35, 1, 2, verse 5.
35, verse 1.
5 and 11. Yeah, 5 and verse 11.
Yeah.
them, and I will make myself know among
thy hatred. Out of thy hatred.
Out of your hatred.
Oh, out of their hatred against them, and I will make myself know among them.
Now, who's the them? We just read it. Who's the them?
Make myself known.
Known
to Israel, to them, Israel.
They're known unto them, right?
Oh, okay. Make myself known unto them.
Verse 5. Who's the them is in verse 5? It tell you right here in verse 5.
Yeah.
Okay, verse 5.
Who's the them?
It has shed the blood of the family children of Israel by the foot of their sword in the time of their calamity.
Y'all gonna abuse that mother DS.
The time that thou iniquity has been ended.
All right, so that's what that is. So what did Ezekiel was read? He had to get that from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use that. Yeah.
Therefore, as I live, said the Yahweh, I will even do according to.
He said, when I have judged you, all that. Esau forgot he made a covenant not to do that to us. Esau forgot he made a vow not to do that to us.
Yeah.
Jubilees will tell you that. Okay. All right. He said, "When I have judged you, right? It's the time appointed that Yahweh going to do that. Let's see." You're going to take care of that, then let's see. You know, verse I won't. Then I'm going to get it in, Brother Yada Israel. You know that verse where it said, when you should see Abraham and Isaac and you and yourself thrust out. You know what verse that is? Where it says, when you should see Abraham and Isaac and you and yourself thrust out. It's a verse I know if it's in the...
13.
Yeah, that's what I'm on. Let's Let's see. Yeah, Luke 13. This one is. All right. Okay. Buddy. All right, Luke 13. Luke 13. Luke 13, verse 28. Mother Z Israel. This little time going to take care of Esau right here,
yeah,
the timeline.
Yeah,
right.
There shall be weeping and groaning.
Gnashing.
There shall be weeping and groaning.
Okay, I just wanted that little man once said there should be weeping, gnashing of teeth when you should see Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's that part I wanted to read. That's it. Yeah, the only thing concerning that. But and then okay, we reading that. Okay, now he gonna devise something too. Gonna be a separation here.
Yeah, that's right.
Gonna be a separation here. Let's see.
Right.
That's that bad teaching there and all this and that. You hear it on fitness. Don't worry, everybody else is idiot looking down on you. All that nonsense. He was just. Okay. Okay, now we're going to, let's see, Sheep and the Goats. Let's see. And the Sheep and the Goats.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm trying to go to. Matthew 25. Yeah, pick up in verse 32. You said what? It said, cast ye the unprofitable servant to the outer darkness, that should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yeah, the unprofitable servant, those who don't take care of Yahweh's business. It's talking about those of our people who didn't take care He says, as the shepherd divided his sheep. That's precept who the shepherd is. Let's go to John real quick. That's precept who the shepherd is. As the shepherd divide the sheep. Hold that point there. We're coming back. Yes. Going to John. John 10 chapter. John chapter 10. Are you going to John chapter 10? Okay, pick up at verse 7, verse 11, verse 11, 12. Yeah, we at John 10. Okay, go ahead, Sister Stevie, Princess Real. John chapter 10, verse 2, 7, 11. Yeah, that 16, you definitely got to precept that too. That 16, definitely. Because a lot of people ain't going to understand that. That 16, go ahead.
John chapter 10, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever thou shalt ask in my name, I will
do it. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
Again, verily, verily, I say unto you.
Truly, truly, I say unto you. Go ahead.
I am the door of the sheep.
He said, I am the door of the sheep.
Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd
gives his life for the sheep. Okay, give his life for the sheep. What I mean by give his life for the sheep? Is the sheep, you're talking about sheep that you see outside? What sheep is this? Give his life for the sheep. What that means? What that supposed to mean? Give his life for the sheep. That's why these dumb pastors like Tamar, they ain't gonna have, they could be reading something, don't know a clue what they read. They could be reading something because that carnal mindset, they ain't gonna be able to precept nothing. All right, what I mean by give his life for the sheep? Who's the sheep here? You say what? Isaiah, what? 40. You know, we want to find out who this sheep is, give his life to the sheep, for the sheep. That's what we just reading from. Oh, no. No. He's talking about who's the sheep to give his life for the sheep. He's right in Matthew. I mean, we in John 10, but it's best to go to Matthew real quick. Matthew 15. Matthew 15, verse 24. Then Jeremiah. Jeremiah 50. After we're going to read Matthew 15:24, then go to Jeremiah. Thank a witness on that. Yeah. The only time about the family of Israel she gave his life to. Second witness, Jeremiah 50, verse 17. Jeremiah 50, verse 17. By the D.F. Israel, Jeremiah 50, verse 17.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 17. Israel is a scattered sheep.
And Israel is a scattered sheep.
That's right.
The lions have driven him away first. The king of Assyria has devoured him. And last, this
Nebuchadnezzar, king
of Babylon, has broken his bones.
Okay, now who fits that king of Babylon? That's the modern Babylon. Who's the Babylon today have broken his bones? Nah. Because that modern Babylon is gone. That Nebuchadnezzar is gone. Now, who broken his bones in this case right here?
That's right. Who broke
his bones? Who fits this here, this Babylon here? Because the modern Babylon is gone today.
Who broke you up?
Who is the one that is doing this?
What Babylon is this?
Hold on.
Who is Babylon? It's devil.
That's right. Mark 42:24, Job 11. Now who is this? It means now we're in Jeremiah. Okay, this Babylon right here. This king of Babylon. No.
They're doing well.
It's about the six million camp. He just got you a clue, he just got you a book, the name of the book, that's it.
We're going to pull it out.
Yeah, Brother Israel, we had Jeremiah 50, verse 17. Israel is a scattered sheep, and the lions have driven him away. The first king of Assyria had devoured him, but the last of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had broken his bone. Read ask the question now, who does Babylon is today now? Broken his bones.
Yeah.
Broken Israel's bones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he waiting to answer, yeah.
Oh, we waiting on answer, we can read, huh?
Careful,
let's
pull it out.
Careful, let's pull it out. Although the camps are doing great, I'm going to compromise them. They're doing good. They're rolling. I like what I'm in.
Yeah,
I like what I'm seeing. All right, now. Okay, y'all, come on. When Cap 1 going to pull out that we got on table now? That we can read.
He gave you a clue, that song.
That we can read. What can we read?
That's right, buddy.
What did Mother D. Israel say? What'd she say? So you think Mother D. Israel listened and waited on everybody and throw it on the table? What'd you say to Mother D. Israel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you plan to move there?
Chapter 23, verse 2 reads,
The spirit of the Yahuwah spake by me.
Oh, the spirit of Yahuwah spoke by David. Go ahead.
And his word was in my
tongue. And the spirit of Yahuwah's word was in his tongue. Go ahead.
The king Yahuwah of Israel said.
The king of Yahuwah said by the mental spirit to David what?
The rock of Israel spake to me.
What did he say?
He that ruleth over men must be just.
So if you rule over men, over women, you got to be what?
Just.
Got to be just. Go ahead.
Ruling in the fear of the
Yahuwah. And you got to have a fear of Yahuwah.
Yes.
So when David was told that this was a prophecy, in 1000 BC, the children of Israel was one body. They was not scattered. That was a prophecy that's on the table right now. When you read 137, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you read a prophecy to come. Because they was not in Babylon. They was in Israel. All 12 tribes had their own land. They had Southern, Northern, David was running all 12 tribes.
Yeah.
That's a prophecy that's on the table now.
Yeah.
Because David, nobody can ask the children of Israel to sing a song in a strange land, they're in their own land then.
Yeah.
So that's a prophecy for right now. That's why we got to understand how to teach this Bible.
Right.
Not by the eyes of the 17 nations, but the eyes of Israel. That's a prophecy to come. But he said, take care of him and grand style. Esau wasn't running nothing. He wasn't dashing nobody's feet against the wall in David's day.
Okay.
David was dashing his feet against the wall.
Right.
10,000 B.C.
Right.
So y'all understand that's a prophecy of 137 you read. That was to come after the death of David way up in the red on the timer now.
Right.
So we have to understand when we're reading this Bible, it's not a novel. The
right.
Spirit of Yahuwah told David what his people's going to be in. At the time they in right now. They was not up under it because they had the United Kingdom up under Saul, David, and Solomon.
Yeah.
All 12 tribes was in place. So when you jump down in 137, that's the Babylon you in right now. Confusion. Right now. Got nothing to do with 1000 B.C. That's what we're feeling into right now. Now, why we know that? Go to the 46th chapter of M. Jones. And look at Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. How do we know these things?
Yes.
How do we know these things?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 through 11.
Yeah, what it reads.
Remember the former things of old.
Yes.
For I am Yahuwah.
Yes.
And there is none else.
Go ahead.
I am Yahuwah.
Yes.
And there is none like me.
And what do you do? Read.
Verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning.
I declare the end of this thing from where?
The beginning.
From the beginning. Go ahead.
And from ancient times.
From ancient times.
The things that are not yet done.
Go ahead.
Say.
What?
My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Now go to Sirach, second book of Ezra, and look at 6:6. Go to second book of Ezra.
Second Ezra 6:6 reads.
What it reads.
Then do I consider these things.
Go ahead.
And they all were made through me alone.
Everything was made through me alone. Y'all want to read.
And through none of by me also they shall be ended.
And he the one's on the end.
And now, by none other.
And none other. So whatever they got cooking on the table, on one, he begin this thing, he gonna end. And so we're going to show you the size of things up to the end. That's why you got to come with the right spirit, not a backbiting spirit. Come with the right spirit on the Sabbath day, and you'll learn something to be able to help yourself and help others. So that's what we're here for, to show you what you need to know to help yourself and others. So when you jump down at 137, you read, prophecy to come, and Yahuwah said, I started it, and I'm going to be the one to end it. And I pick one ministry to do this thing. Boy. And we're gonna finish it with the man down on the table.
Hallelujah.
Come on back. Yahuwah.
That's why when the brother was reading earlier about once you find out that you are the gold they talking about in the Bible, that you must be tried, you don't get offended. If you know you're the gold of the 12 tribes of Israel, and when the tribe comes, you supposed to take it with, hey, I want the tribe. That's the only way I'm gonna be on the gold, right? The gold must be tried. Read that. Go to Judges 3, 7, verse 3. Read that.
That's right.
See,
that's right.
Then, but when we try, brothers and sisters, they get offended. Then they get offended because they get tried. But if you're Israel, you must be a tribe, because the Bible says you have to be tribe. 7 verse 3, read.
Judges chapter 7 verse 3,
read.
Now therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, say, whosoever is fearful,
and afraid,
let him return and be quiet.
Well, if you're fearful and afraid, you need to hide behind the curtain, that's all. Half the hand
would have
got COVID 19, 20, and 21, read.
Let them return and depart early from Mount Gilead.
Yes.
And there return of the people 22,000.
And 22,000 returned back.
And there remained 10,000.
Great.
Verse 4. And the Yahweh said unto Gideon.
What did he say?
The people are yet too many.
They still are too many.
Bring them down into the water.
Why?
And I will try them for thee.
Yahweh said you got to be tried. So why are you getting offended when you get tried? Go ahead.
And it shall be that of whom I say unto you,
what?
This shall go with you.
Yes.
The same shall go with you.
Right.
And of whomsoever I say unto you, this shall go with you.
Yes.
And saying, the same shall not go.
And one not to one, the backbiters, the murmurs, and the complainers. They stand at the sideline and wait and be stumbling around these things. Back to Bug T. Israel.
Yahweh. It's about one man. That's right. Okay, we have Psalms 137.
Yeah.
Okay, give me verse 7 to verse 8. Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel, Deuteronomy, Psalms 137, verse 7 to verse 8. Yeah, Psalms 137, verse 7 to verse 8.
Remember, O Yahweh, the children of Eden, in the day of Yahshua, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Verse 8. O daughter of Babylon, Esau, my son, who are to be destroyed, and he shall be that rewarded you as you have chosen.
Okay, so that daughter of Babylon, that's Esau,
yeah,
and his five sons here. Let me read that Jeremiah 50, verse 17. It's talking about that, Zechariah 2:7. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7.